This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Javon Holland, if you're listening, let me hold a Millie.
Javon hit him in the head, didn't he?
Javon got, from what I saw, I think it was $45 million, $30 million guaranteed. Is that right?
Must be nice.
Not too bad. Not too bad. Guys, 2 years removed from sitting outside at a card dealer with me and Solana, and all of a sudden, he's going to be cashing a $30 million check.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'm proud of him. I'll text him. I got his number. I'm going to text him. Congrats.
Ask me if you can hold something.
I will. I'll make up a nickname. J-Bone, let me hold something, brother. No one's called him J-Bone in his life.
A lot has happened since we got off the air yesterday. Allow me to mention a few things. I know this will step on the toes of Solana's headlines a little bit, but let me just go through a couple things that has transpired. Zach Wilson has been tapped as the new Dolphins backup quarterback. I hate it. I think that is so uninspired. He, to me, is everything that just like... He ticks some of the boxes I was talking about. He's not going to embarrass you. Guy was a starter for a while. Isn't he the guy that was not well liked by his teammates, and that's why Mike White was so popular in New York? That's the guy, right?
Yeah. His teammates were wearing Mike White shirts while he was the starter.
Right.
Like I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
I was, you know, not, I'll tell you, I do have a list of things that happened, but Adam Schefter tweeted out QB deals so far. Sam Darnold, 3 years, Seahawks, 100 mil. Justin Fields, Jets, 2 years, 40 mil. Daniel Jones goes to Indy, 1 year, $14 million. You can understand, by the way, why were the Dolphins not in play, say, for a Daniel Jones? And he wants to start. I get it. And he probably sees a little weakness in Anthony Richardson. So if he goes to Indy, and then he's got the great nickname Indiana Jones, Indy Jones. I'm just thinking out loud. But regardless, it probably played into the decision. But if he signed 1 year, $14 million, the thought of the Dolphins signing a guy like a Daniel Jones for $14 million wasn't going to happen. They don't have the money.
Yep.
So, end up with Schefter's. Jimmy Garoppolo, Rams, 1 year, $4 million. Now, that's less than what they're paying Zach Wilson. Could have gotten Jimmy Garoppolo less than what they're paying Zach Wilson. Wilson, 1 year, $6 million with the Dolphins. Josh Dobbs, Patriots, 2 years, $8 million. That guy, Dolphins fans, is going to come back to haunt us. and you're all going to talk about Uncle Marky talking about Josh Dobbs for two bleeping seasons, and this guy is going to light it up for touchdown after touchdown when Drake May plays himself right out of a starting role.
Yeah, I don't like it. I like the cocky, arrogant backup that's like almost a Baker Mayfield type. Like,
well, that is kind of Zach Wilson. Isn't Zach Wilson a cocky guy?
But he's not cocky. He's scary. He turns the light on to go to the bathroom at night. I don't like that guy. I want the even like what's his name? Sage Rosenfeld. Like, he gave me confidence as a player. Like, when it was his turn, he was like, okay, fellas, listen, look here. Oh, see, we about to go out here and put up some points. I don't like the Joey Harringtons. I think Zach Wilson's more of a Joey Harrington of, oh, wow. Oh, I'm starting?
See, I get the opposite feeling with Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson strikes me as a cocky guy who is unreasonably cocky for what he's accomplished, which isn't much. And where did he come from? Was he out west? He was out west, right?
He was in Denver.
BYU.
Last year.
No. Where'd he go to school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, BYU, I believe.
BYU, yeah. Right? Yeah. BYU. I don't know. Girls ain't nobody's having no sex. I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know
about
that. Jared
Stidham stays with the Broncos, 2 years, $12 million. What you consider soaking. And then
you'll shake
Nick Mullins. What's that?
You'll shake.
You need to soak. I'll be your shaker.
Thank you.
You ever watch these videos on TikTok, Crowder?
You think I have a TikTok?
I mean,
you do.
It's crazy. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to talk about backup quarterbacks, but the soaking and the
soaking
shaking
and shaking.
Wild, man. Wild. It's essentially.
What is it?
You can have sex with the girl. You're not allowed to have sex with a girl, and she's not allowed to have sex with you in Mormonism. But if it just happens to be in there and your friends shake the bed or the couch or whatever you're on so you're not doing any work, that seems to be a loophole.
Mm-hmm.
So there's people shaking the bed.
You need someone to agree to soak, just soaking something. I'm just soaking something.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And
gracious.
Then you've got to agree. You've got to get at least one person to shake.
And this breaks the rules?
No, it doesn't break the rules.
It's a loophole.
It does break the rule. It's not a loophole.
It's a loophole. And honestly, as an entrepreneur, as a businessman yourself, Crowder, you know, don't knock this, because shakers are tremendous entrepreneurs now within the Mormon community. They're charging up to $1,000 per shake.
He's not even wrong. Like, I watch it on TikTok. Like, these guys, like, it's crazy. I don't have time to get into this, though. Nick Mullins, Jaguars. Ask your questions off the air.
Once the bean,
2 years, $6.5 million
is in the bun,
still out there. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Mac Jones, Gardner Minshew, Jameis Winston, Joe Flacco, Marcus Mariota, Cooper Rush, Jacoby Brissett, Drew Locke, Trey Lance, Carson Wentz, and others. Skylar Thompson. Not on Schefter's list, but our friend Mary Crippen responded to him. What about Skylar Thompson? There's a lot of quarterbacks out there. I'll tell you, out of all the quarterbacks we had talked about the last couple of weeks, I don't know if Zach Wilson ever entered the conversation. I certainly wouldn't have been excited about him then. I'm not excited about him now.
No. Off that list, the guy I'm talking about is Gardner Minshew. I don't know if I'm explaining what I wanted right.
No, I know what you're saying. Gardner, I know who you want. You want Uncle Rico.
It's my turn? Oh, two is down? Watch this, fellas. Hey, come here. Bro, Tyree, go deep. Waddle, go deep. We about to let this thing fly. That's what I don't want game management out of my backup. I want a dude to come in there and say, I got how many, two games? Man, I'm about to go to the Pro Bowl off these two games. That's the guy I like. I don't think
that's Winston. Yeah.
That, yes, Winston. I'll agree with you on Winston. Winston's that dude. I'm going to throw 15 touchdowns in a quarter and a half, but you're also going to throw 15 interceptions. Don't worry about it, coach. We good. I want that guy. The Jameis, the Gardeners. I like that as a backup quarterback.
But it sounds like, Hawk, you know, over the past couple months, you've been saying backup quarterback has to be a priority for the Dolphins. Period, end of story. Over
he's
anything
the
else.
Biggest priority. Yeah.
Number one priority. And it sounds yep. like Chris Greer just told you it's not a priority. Not that they punted
he
on
did.
It, but
he
but
did.
He just said
they took just an ordinary guy. Oh, yeah. $6 million? Okay.
Right.
Ordinary enough. It's not breaking the bank. And you know. I think it's a mistake. I just think it's a mistake. I hope I'm wrong. But I would have given more. Certainly doesn't have any sizzle. To me, Zach
no.
Wilson. I mean, there's no sizzle there.
Sizzle. He'd never even been put on the skillet. he was embarrassed with the Jets. The biggest story about him with the Jets was his mom. Like
Armando Salguero tweeted out, the Dolphins are indeed signing Zach Wilson, as others have noted, formerly of the Jets and Broncos. Wilson has a ton of physical talent, but has not put it together. He gets a one-year deal for $6 million, so he's the presumed backup. And this is disappointing if the Dolphins' goal was to have a quarterback they could rely on for wins if Tua is injured again. Wilson's teams have a 12-21 record in games he starts. He has 23 career touchdowns, 25 interceptions. And Armando Salguero sent out a second tweet that said, one more thing, the Broncos had a choice of re-signing Jarrett Stidham or Zach Wilson. They know both well. They signed Stidham. They love how he's been a great resource to Bo Nix. So, you know, do with it what you want.
I was listening to Joe Rose earlier. He was talking to some Mark something. I forget his last name. The thought that what McDaniel did with Tua after – almost like Minnesota's defensive coordinator, the Flores, how Flores kind of broke to a spirit where Zach's spirit was broken, and now a guy like McDaniel can bring him back. I don't agree with it, but that's kind of the thought of it, where now you get a nurturing, loving head coach that's going to stick with you and go have dinner and wear off-white ones, and now you're about to really come into your own. I think that's the ceiling of what we can hope for out of Zach Wilson.
Well, why didn't McDaniel do that for Tim Boyle or Skylar Thompson or Tyler Huntley?
Right, I was trying to be positive with this whole thing because I hated this signing.
I just think it's boring. I just think it's like for me, again, and I probably have too much invested in the backup quarterback. No one feels like it the way I do, but man, I just thought that was the biggest glaring problem last season. And so you come in and you go, you know how we acknowledge what went wrong last season? We just spent $12 million on a backup quarterback, but we think this guy can win half the games if necessary. I don't feel that way about Zach Wilson, and I don't think they do either because they only gave him $6 million. You don't generally give someone $6 million if you think they're going to change the franchise. So here's what it is.
I think there's a lot on McDaniel. McDaniel has to pick his quarterback because he's the offensive play caller. McDaniel had to have a big say in this because there's no way. The names you said, the Minshews and all, you know, the guys that you read off, there are numbers-wise better resumes, more experience,
right?
Better quarterbacks.
Success.
There's
better
a lot yeah. better successful quarterbacks. Why was Zach Wilson the guy that you said, "Well, I have to get him"? Even yesterday, you could have waited. What's today? Tuesday? You could have got Zach Wilson on Thursday or Friday. Zach's not flying off the shelf. Why did you attach your boat to him? Attach your carriage to him so damn fast? It has to be on McDaniel wanting to work with him.
I'm not even taking the other side here. I don't hate it.
Listen, I don't think a lot of Dolphins fans hate it. I haven't heard much reaction either way. I didn't see anyone going, oh my God, they got their guy. I hate it, but are there, like, I think more people are probably like Solana, like, okay, it's fine.
Because, again, I think I was approaching it from a different viewpoint, which is, if we're going into this season again, with Tua Tagovailoa missing four games again, and your playoff chances are relying on a backup quarterback, then again, what are you doing? Like, get rid of everything. Rebuild next year anyways. And to me, Zach Wilson, some similarities to Sam Darnold. In a really bad situation with the New York Jets, he's 25 years old. Clearly, that organization is a joke in New York. He wasn't put in a good situation. And are we forgetting he won more games than Aaron Rodgers did with pretty much the same team? A year in Denver?
Fair.
Now he comes to Miami. He's strictly a backup again. Gets to work with Mike McDaniel, who changed Tua. I don't hate it for $6 million is all I'm saying. And I'm coming from it from the standpoint of, if Tua goes down for four games again, guys, then I don't know what we're doing here, because you can't continue having a quarterback again.
That's fair.
In this season,
that's fair.
Who's going to miss four games every single year.
But like, I think you kind of have to acknowledge he's going to miss games.
Yeah, he is. Which, you know, I'm not happy about.
Solana, be honest with me, Solana. Just flat out, I'm going to use this name now because it's the name I love. Tua goes down. Somebody hits him. He stumbles a little bit. He has to miss 4 weeks. Zach Wilson or Gardner Minshew is going to win more of those games in those 4 weeks.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say, from what we've seen, Gardner Minshew you have more confidence in because we love his mustache. That's fair. But
more Uncle Rico.
Yeah.
I'm with Crowder. There's something about him that he comes in. He's like a Wheeler dealer. I like a Wheeler dealer. Give me a Wheeler dealer.
It's not, oh, damn, Tua was hurt. Oh, I got to warm up. No.
Yeah.
Oh, Tua there? Oh, hey, fellas, come on. Huddle up, baby. Let's get it.
But Crowder.
That's what I back up.
Zach Wilson, an entire offseason at Blue Martini in Brickell with all those milfs. Oh, my God. I mean, you want to talk about Joe Schatz tweeting about swagger from Zach Wilson. This guy goes to Mangoes. I mean, you don't even know.
I'm just telling you, the Zach Wilson signing, I need someone to shake for me. Gardner Minshew, I'd be able to handle everything on my own. A couple other things that happened. Javon Holland, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, he signs with the New York Giants. Aaron Ekblad suspended for 20 games without pay for violating the terms of the NHL, NHLPA performance enhancing substances program. So that's an unbelievably huge loss. You're going to have no Kachuk, no Ekblad. Now, they're rolling, and they're going to the playoffs. Nothing matters now till the postseason, but they have been rolling. And now you lose Ekblad. You won't have Marchand. He's out there on the ice today in Boston. He did skate around, but he's not going to play tonight. But that's a huge loss, Aaron Ekblad. Heat lost to the Hornets last night. Kalel Ware, if you were listening to this show, took the over.
I hate you.
Like, I'm complaining about Dolphins decisions. I'm complaining about Dolphins decisions. My most recent decision was to bet Kalel Ware over 9.5 points and call it a lock. Guy put up two and looked lost out there to me.
He doesn't even look for the ball. The orange thing is what you need to find.
And Jimmy Butler had a triple-double in the Warriors' win last night. The Warriors go to 11-1 in the Jimmy Butler era. A triple-double. We would joke about that on this show. We had jokes, days' worth of jokes about Jimmy putting up a triple-double. Dude put up a triple-double in his 12th game with Golden State.
We asked a couple people about the thought or the emotion behind what Jimmy Butler's doing now in Golden State. It's upsetting me to watch how damn hard he plays and what he's doing out there, where he was dogging it back here. I'm upset.
And I'm telling you what he will tell you is I'm playing the exact same game I was playing there, except no one could hit a bucket. I'm telling you, because what was his double-double, like 20, 10, and 10? He didn't put up 40 points.
But he was loading the box score, the same thing I was upset about, but he just didn't have Steph Curry back there behind him.
That's what he'll tell you. That's absolutely what he will tell you.
It's upsetting me, though. Emotion's emotion. I feel funny when I see Jimmy balling out.
Let's do a real quick look at the headlines here. I gave you most of the headlines. Real quick look at the headlines. Chris Whittingham is going to join us. I want to talk a little soccer. I want to ask him about Zach Wilson, too. He's a big NFL fan. Aronde Gadsden is going to join us. I do not know whether OG is a Zach Wilson fan or not. My instinct tells me no.
Who's a Zach Wilson fan?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Is there a Zach Wilson fan?
No. Some girl that got soaked and shaked maybe in BYU, but
Headlines with Solana brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Somebody texts in, Solana was wrong about the Hornets last night. Brother, if you listened to me yesterday, you would have won money. I told you they came back against the Nets 17. They won. The Heat blew a 17-point lead to
exactly
Chicago.
He told you exactly what was going to happen. Solana told you exactly what was going to happen.
Exactly what would happen. The Heat had a 17-point lead, and they blew it to the Hornets. Four straight losses. They're the ninth seed.
I put a double unit on Khalil Ware over 9.5 and a single unit on Hornets plus 9.
Oh, I consider I consider it a winning night. If I go 1-1, I consider that a winning night. The actual money aside,
Khalil played 3 minutes in the fourth quarter. I told you, every fiber in Spo's being, Bam is the five. What are you guys doing? What are you doing?
Well, he had awful game. He was one of six from the field. Yeah.
But
Mark Williams,
and Miles Bridges are legit good. Like, the Hornets low-key have pieces.
Fine, but whatever. I saw him cut to the basket in a move that connotes I'm looking for the ball because I'm cutting to the basket. And then the ball came at him, and it seemed like he was surprised. And then it just bounced off him into the stands.
I was hot at Khalil. Does he go to meetings? Is he allowed in the facility?
Yeah, he does. Unfortunately, they're HOA meetings. He's missing all the basketball meetings.
he knows his mailbox can't be blue, but he doesn't know how that went. Man. Yeah, the back shoulder.
That was frustrating.
The Heat are on a four-game losing skid. Don't worry, things get much easier. They have the Clippers at home Wednesday, the Celtics at home Friday, back-to-back in Memphis Saturday, at New York Monday, Detroit the following week, Houston the following week. Don't worry, things get a lot easier the next six.
Wow.
Dolphins have made...
Would have been nice if they could have taken care of the Bulls and the Hornets. you know what I mean? You look at that schedule, you go, would have been nice to get rid of those two.
He saw Kawhi's emotion when he hit the game winner the other day.
Couldn't believe it. Mm-mm. First game winner, by the way, since 2019.
Blank man?
Great shot. Wasn't that, fellas? It's a
I didn't even see it. I didn't even know he hit a game winner.
Yeah. Bro, triple teamed in the paint, little floater bounced in. That's what I'm speaking of. I'm still good. He's the weirdest dude to watch.
I have completely lost track of the Clippers. I honestly, I don't know what's going on. I don't know who's on that team anymore.
They got a squad. They're just all old and hurt.
When you said Kawhi hit a game winner, I was surprised because I didn't realize that he played. I honestly just always assume he's injured.
But watch the video, bro. You're going to laugh at his celebration.
It was weird.
He has to be an alien.
Yeah, it was weird. Everything was weird. The team didn't even really celebrate. He wanted to get jumped by the team, but only one guy jumped with him. The whole thing was weird. his first game winner since 2018, 2019.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When he beat the Sixers, famously, which is crazy also to think about.
He like ran back to the bench and was like, we're going to bump chests because I did something good. it was just so awkward. Yeah, I was falling out this morning when I watched it.
The Panthers are in Boston today. Marchand is not going to play, but we got our first look of him on the ice. And in pre-skate. And the Dolphins have signed other players as well. I'll run through the full list. But
we'll get to them all, yeah.
Yeah, they did re-up Elijah Campbell. I know a lot of people were wondering about that. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE.
Were a lot of people wondering about that?
I don't think they were. I don't know why I said that. It sounded weird as I said it. Well, because we don't have a safety. Javon's gone. We literally don't have a safety.
But I imagine the position coach wasn't even wondering if they were resigning Elijah Campbell.
But now we have two, Elijah Campbell and Melakonwu from Detroit.
That's right. He's from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah. Give me anybody off Dan Campbell's squad. I'm not even kidding you. Yeah. Like, give import some of that. I'm good with that signing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Especially since he's only played 14 games in the last 4 years due to injuries. I mean,
fresh, right up
our alley.
It's fresh.
Yeah.
It's fresh.
A guy who...
He needs someone to shake the backfield so he moves.
He's a hell of a soaker. He needs a shaker.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accidentattorneys.com. It is a gorgeous day in South Florida. Enjoy it. That's your weather.
Chris Whittingham is going to join us next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, bring on Chris Whittingham here. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, friend of ours, soccer broadcaster for CBS and MLS season pass on Apple TV. Inter Miami's next MLS game is on the road, Sunday night, soccer against Atlanta United. And coverage begins at 6 p.m. on Apple TV+. Plus. I think Inter Miami, they play this Thursday, though. And that is the, I'm going to read this from what Solana told me. It's going to sound like I know what I'm talking about. But it's the second leg of their second CONCACAF Champions Cup match. And that's in Jamaica. Correct. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And it is the first time that Lionel Messi will play. Well, theoretically, if he does get on the pitch, he'll play in Jamaica. He's never played before. And
is he going to play?
So that's an interesting one. So he was on the bench. He was named to the bench for the game on Sunday that they played at home against Charlotte, but then they went down to 10 men early in the game, so they decided not to play him. And this has kind of been one of the big talking points around Inter Miami right now, is he's kind of in a will he, won't he, day-to-day kind of injury place, and it's kind of a difficult place for the club to be at because there is this expectation that everyone wants to go see Messi, whether you're in Houston, whether you're in Miami, or whether you're in Jamaica. You want to see Lionel Messi play in your game, and he's just kind of been dealing with a little bit of a nagging injury that won't go away.
Are they good without him? Because I know they're the talk of the league because of him, but, like, can they hold it down? Can they compete if Messi, you know, he's old as hell. Like, he's going to miss games. Can they hold it? I know people are mad not to see him, but are they good without him?
Well, if you go back to last season, they missed him for more than 2 months after he picked up an ankle injury in Copa America, and they won 8 out of 9 games. They were just fine. They set the regular season points record with him only playing in less than half of their games. And that is kind of the cheat code that Miami have a little bit. It's not only do they have Messi, it's they have his three Barcelona friends who are all-time great players in Sergio Busquets and Jordi Alba and Luis Suarez. But also, really, the biggest thing that MLS and the rules allow them to do is to go and get some of the best young players in South America. And so they have legs, they have energy, they have youth in that team. And those guys that they signed in the January window are performing really well right now. Tadeo Allende on one side, Telasco Segovia on the other. They're scoring goals, they're creating assists, and they were able to bring them in even though they have all these guys on the team. So, yeah, to answer your question, Crowder, yes, they can survive, but ultimately I don't think that – we saw it in the playoffs last year. They can't win the biggest games. And from the beginning part of the season, they're playing in this CONCACAF Champions Cup, and they want to win it. I don't think they can win it unless Messi's healthy and playing well. I don't think they can win – 4 rounds of the playoffs unless Messi is healthy. And we saw it last year. So I think they can survive, but ultimately they cannot thrive without him.
Whitty, how should Inter Miami or the MLS, really, how should they balance Messi's availability? Because I get it. Mascherano said the other day, hey, he's dealing with a muscle injury. Like, he wants to play, and maybe they were going to put him in the other day against Charlotte, but they decided not to. The reality is he's hurt, but I also understand it from the fans' perspective. They're paying a lot of money to go watch number 10, the greatest player maybe of all time. So what, is there a right way for the league to step in or for Inter Miami to handle it? Because I don't think they're doing anything wrong, but I do understand it from Apple TV's perspective. Hey, we want Messi on the field.
Right. And, you know, in theory, the biggest games of the season early in the season aren't on Apple TV. They're on Fox Sports. So yeah, it is kind of this very difficult thing. They're playing in 4 competitions this year. They're playing in MLS, in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, in the League's Cup later on this season, and in the summer they're playing in the Club World Cup, which will be hosted in the United States, and that's like all the big teams from all over the world are coming to the United States, and Miami and Messi and Seattle Sounders are the only 2 MLS representatives in the competition. They'll want to do well in that competition to show to the rest of the world that MLS is improving. So if you're talking about playing all those games and all those competitions, you're talking about 55 games, plus Argentina are qualifying for the World Cup right now. They've got 2 big ones against, I believe, Uruguay and Brazil in the next window. So you're looking at a 37-year-old player playing upwards of 60 games over the course of a calendar year, and that's just not going to happen. So I take your question on board in terms of how does the league handle it. It's a really difficult one because also sports teams are notoriously difficult and tight about information. The Miami Dolphins are not going to release more than what they have to on the injury report. And it's difficult for a team to think beyond just the next game and winning when realistically this club and this situation has to take into account business considerations. Because like you say, You want to get people to the television. You want to get people watching the clips on social media. You want to charge more for tickets. And the reason why that's happening is all because of Messi. And so if he's not playing, it's a really difficult thing to handle. I think they're doing the best they can. I think they probably would be better served, honestly, just saying he's out for 2 weeks or he's out for a week or whatever. But if there is a hope that he can come back sooner, you almost don't want to take that away from fans that might come to the game.
You can watch Chris Whittingham on CBS and MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Again, Inter Miami's next MLS game is on the road on Sunday night. Sunday Night Soccer against Atlanta United. Coverage begins 6 p.m. on Apple TV Plus. But he probably, injury aside, he probably wants to put on a show in Jamaica Thursday night. When I say put on a show, be out there. Because he knows he has supporters throughout the entire globe. And like you said, it would be his only time there. So I don't know. I don't know. Like, is that becoming more of a conversation point than his soccer playing and Inter Miami's success? Is the conversation more about whether he'll actually be out there or not?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's unquestionable just because – you go back to even from when they won that first trophy. When he first joined, they won 7 games in a row. They won a trophy. And really since then, he missed some games towards the tail end of that regular season. And ultimately, Miami didn't make the playoffs. He missed games all throughout last year. There was international duty, and that became a story. Came back towards the end of the year and then didn't really go on a playoff run. So really in MLS, an MLS regular season play, or really since that League's Cup, you're lacking that sort of big defining moments. They've happened here and there, but you kind of want to see him play 5-10 games in a row. And I think...
But it's not waning, is it? The excitement about him being in MLS is not waning.
I don't think so when he plays. I mean, when he plays, it still captures the attention. You go back to the first MLS game of the season that they played against New York City, these incredible viral videos of him getting into it with the opposition assistant coach. And nearly getting red carded by the referee after the game because he was so upset with the game with how the game got refereed. And it became this kind of big story all over the world that he was kind of the interesting thing to me is how much he cares, how competitive he still is. And it's MLS regular season game one. And he's ripping the referees and putting his hands on the neck of the assistant coach of the opposition team and like getting really upset with however. So every time he steps on the pitch, something happens that captures attention. It's just that story. It is the will he, won't he be on the field? And I think on a Thursday night, so usually this team that they're playing called Cavalier, they usually play in a stadium that holds 3,000 people. They're moving to the National Stadium in Jamaica, which is capacity like 40,000. They're moving to a venue 13 times the size to go and accommodate everyone that wants to go see him. And that does become a story. If all of a sudden those people paid, you know, a portion of their income to go and see him and it becomes this big festival and then nothing really comes of it. Yeah, it does become a big story. Never mind the competition that Miami want to go and win.
Witty, where does Messi sit? Like, because you're saying, like, I know he's stupid good. Where does he sit in, like, the pantheon of all-time guys? Because Solana had some dude that was like a stock boy at Publix on his shirt the other day. And he was like, y'all don't know who this guy is. It's Mariblova, whatever his name was. It's like, is Messi the number one guy
I mean,
ever?
You're not doing that about Maradona, are you, Crowder? You're not really. Not really taking that.
I just saw
you're
him.
Not
he was just in the paper section.
Mariblova?
Diego Maradona.
Was that indeed the shirt that you were wearing, Solana? You were wearing a Maradona shirt?
Witty, I almost turned in my 2 weeks after this entire conversation, by the way. I had Maradona on my shirt, and I think Hawk was trolling me. I don't think Crowder knew who it was, and I argued he was more recognizable around the globe than Michael Jordan, and they think I'm on drugs for that statement.
Well,
I don't know how you
wrong.
Feel
that's
about
incorrect.
It.
I don't think – I think it's a legitimate conversation. I think Michael Jordan definitely brought the sport of basketball to a lot of places that it wasn't before, but you don't need to bring the sport of soccer to most places around the world. It already is the most – successful sport. And Maradona, for what he did in the 86 World Cup, I mean, World Cups used to stop the world. It was one of the few things that was broadcasting live on TV in the UK. It's one of those things where every country watches the World Cup. So it is not out of the realm of possibility that the guy who won the World Cup in 1986 almost single-handedly was more famous at the time.
No pun intended.
Than Michael Jordan.
Hand.
Right, exactly.
Handedly.
Right, exactly. Yeah. He punched the ball. But I mean, the second goal he scores in that game is outrageous. Yeah,
no one pays attention to the second one.
Outrageous.
But what I argued that maybe more recognizable was the guy who played for Miami Fusion with the hair, El Pipo.
Yeah, clearly more recognizable because you know his name. Yeah, I mean, El Pipo, so,
what call are you on tomorrow, by the way? Whittingham's in town. What game are you calling tomorrow?
I'm calling Atletico Madrid hosting Real Madrid, second leg of the round of 16 in the UEFA Champions League. That match is live on Paramount Plus. That's a big one. Real Madrid are the all-time winningest club in the history of Europe.
When can people watch that tomorrow on Paramount
Plus? It is 4 p.m. Eastern time on Paramount Plus on Wednesday.
Now, I got to ask Whittingham a question. You know, I'm leaving for London.
Yes.
On Thursday, and I will be taking in a match, as they like to call it, on Saturday. My AFC Bournemouth team, I think against Brentwood, is the opponent.
Brentford.
Whatever. Who cares? Nobody cares about them. True or false, AFC Bournemouth is setting the EPL on fire with their play.
Yes, 100%. You listen to conversation about the Premier League, everyone talks about them as a breath of fresh air. They play different football to everyone else. There's an intensity. There's a style of play. There's going at your opposition over and over and over again, a relentlessness. They were really unlucky to not get a victory at the weekend against Tottenham. They've only taken 1 point from their last three games. But Bournemouth are a team that are as fun to watch as any in the world right now. You're in for a treat Vitality Stadium on Saturday.
Yeah, give me a little something, though, that it, you know, makes it seem like I'm a big, longtime Bournemouth supporter. Like, what can I say, you know, while I'm walking around Vitality to make it seem, you know, help me fit in a little bit?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing that you can do, just to tie into where you come from, is you're an American, and there is a very good American player in the middle of the Bournemouth team. Tyler Adams has been sensational. It was, I believe, their record signing when they brought him in ahead of last season, but he's had a really terrible time with injury. And so now he's healthy, and he is beasting in the middle of that midfield. Hard charging, strong in the tackle. So you'd be like, hey, I'm a big Tyler Adams guy. That's one of our own. He's one of our best American players. So
all right, that's what I needed.
That's how you link.
Yeah,
that's
I needed a little something in the arsenal. No pun. But I need a little something there to to make it seem like I know what I'm doing. So what did you say this guy's name was? Steven Adams?
Tyler Adams.
All right. Steven Tyler.
T. Adams.
What up, Adams?
Come on, T.
And what should I get there at Vitality Stadium? They have some good concessions. What do I get?
Steak and kidney pie, maybe a meat pie at halftime. The one time that I went, actually, this is great. I went to a game at Southampton. And one rule that you will learn is you're not allowed to be in the stands, meaning sitting in your seat in the stadium with a drink in your hand. You're not allowed to walk from the concourse inside the stadium with a drink. You have to drink everything away from the pitch, and then you can come back out. So one time I was with a couple of friends at a game at Southampton. They're like, what is the highest alcohol by volume thing that you can drink? Because we want to catch a little bit of a buzz at halftime, but you can't take it to the seats. And so me and a couple of buddies of mine ordered some rosé at halftime. And just threw it down, and
really?
Then went back to our seat.
That rosé has a high alcohol content?
It was the highest alcohol by volume of anything available at the ground that day.
Now I know why Crowder's always drinking a glass of wine instead of anything else out of beer.
Hey, you're right.
Because he's always got like a red solo cup, but it happens to be filled with wine. Now I know the secret.
Red solo cup? Do you not have a wine glass?
Right. No, I'm a G, Chris.
I'm not certain that has to do with. I'm not certain that has to do with being a G.
They sell meat pies.
Yeah, meat pies. Yeah, that's like the traditional thing that you eat. There's actually this great Twitter account, Hawk, that maybe you'll have to get into. It's called Footy Scran, and they call the food in stadium Scran, and so there are pictures that go viral of first off some terrible looking foods, but also there's like one, I think it's in Greece, of like an octopus sandwich you can get at halftime. That's unbelievable. But yeah, if you want to take a look at maybe what you're in for, go to the Twitter account Footy Scran, and maybe you can
Scran, S-C-R-A-N.
S-C-R-A-N, yeah, Footy Scran.
But that'll make me sound like I'm a local as well, right? Hey, anybody want to go grab a little Scran?
Oh my God. You'll be one of them. You'll be one of them.
I can't wait. I may not come back, Crowder. I may not come back.
Oh, Hawk, you a big fan of meat pies. You know you're getting a meat pie.
Oh, I'm getting a meat pie for sure. I'm going to throw down 2-3 meat pies. Going to get, what do they got there? Fish and chips? Can you get a fish and chips at the
I don't know, mate. I know where you're sitting for this game, so I don't know if you're getting a meat pie at halftime. I feel like you're getting a
I'm sitting in some luxury
meal.
Box. I'm not even going to be with the peons out there. I'm going to be gallivanting. I got a letter the other day. No jeans, no sneakers, jacket preferred. Like, where am I
Let's
sitting?
Just start with the fact you got a letter. Who before going to a sporting event gets a letter?
Yeah, that's a valid point. What do you think about Zach Wilson coming to the Dolphins, Witty?
I mean, backup quarterbacks are not... They're insurance policies. They're meant to be sort of there in case something terrible happens. But if he's playing, something terrible will have happened. And maybe over the course of 7 months between now and then, Mike McDaniel will have worked some wonder on him that maybe the Jets' overall calamity couldn't create. But, I mean, realistically, if he's playing, then everything has gone terribly wrong.
Well, I mean, that's going to happen. He's going to play. We've watched him play out before.
He's going to get some throws in now.
He's going to get some playing time. Chris Whittingham.
Is there a world where he's Sam Darnold and that it just hasn't happened for him in the right situation? And
I guess, because you never would have believed Sam Darnold was going to be Sam Darnold. You never were going to believe Baker Mayfield became Baker Mayfield. So I guess, theoretically. I mean,
he's still, like, really young, isn't he? Like, he was one of the youngest quarterbacks that came out, and that he's still 25. Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility that at 25 you make a considerable improvement. You remove yourself from that Jet situation where it's so clearly gone wrong. I mean, I don't think it's dreadful, but who is the backup quarterback out there where you go, oh man, this is going to be great. We have X as our backup. Every backup quarterback inherently is. But Gardner Minshew, I mean, you remember when he started for the Colts? He had some terrible games. He is well capable of ruining a game with 5 interceptions. So I think Gardner Minshew is one of those guys where, because he's got the high ceiling, and when he can come in, he can throw for 500 yards. Great, but he can also completely wreck
games. Yeah, but any
game
that has 5 interceptions means they're zinging the ball around, which is all I want to see. I'm okay with that.
That was my thing. I just want a guy that comes in and is so confident in himself, he's going to let it fly. You're a backup. You're going to play 3 games. Go make the best 3 you can do. I like that guy, Chris.
I get it. And Zach Wilson probably is a 70 quarterback rating and 127 yards, and that's just not very fun, is it?
Right. That's his excitement. That's the excitement he brings. Chris Whittingham, he's a soccer broadcaster for CBS and MLS Season Pass on Apple TV and Inter Miami. They play Thursday in Jamaica. Their next MLS game is Sunday night soccer against Atlanta United. Terrific scran where Atlanta United plays.
Cheap scran as well, although it is unfortunate that one of the scran options is Chick-fil-A will be closed on Sunday. Normally, it's
where
only
do they play
open
at Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah. They play at Mercedes-Benz, and they're the one tenant of the building that actually gets to open the Chick-fil-A, because other than Thursday Night Football, when are the Falcons ever going to have Chick-fil-A open, because it's on a Sunday?
Interesting. Well, if you're lucky enough to make it out there for a road game, enjoy some of that scram. It is
will do,
really,
sir.
People will be talking about it. And again, scram coverage Sunday night, 6 p.m. on Apple TV Plus, by the way. Scram, yeah, food, stadium food, scram. Of course, on this show, we would call stadium food stewed, but that's a whole different...
That's only when Appel's on.
A whole different topic. Thank you, Whittingham. We appreciate your time. Have a good call tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Chris Whittingham from Apple TV and CBS as well. The 3 o'clock hour is coming up. Don't go anywhere. We're running a little bit late.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You may have heard of this guy, Lionel Messi. They call him La Pulga.
Mm-hmm. The octopus.
Hawk and Crowder.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC. Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.